Simon & Schuster Audio presents Prayers the Devil Answers, a novel by Sharon McCrum. Read by Candace Thaxton.
Prologue. Years later, after the tragedy, someone remembered the Dumb Supper and what had happened there. That was the cause of it, they said, because the ritual wasn't a game after all. It really was magic. But magic has rules, and she broke them. Even when they call it a senseless tragedy, people always try to find a reason for it. The Dumb Supper. The young girls who lived up the mountain in Thorn Holler only half believed in that ancient tradition. After all, the world had come through a terrible war and into a new century unlike any other that had ever been. Surely the old ways were gone. It was a new age, an era of motor cars and flying machines, telephones and talking pictures. In light of all this mechanized magic, the old superstitions were fading into half-forgotten memories. But these traditions had been around a long time. People said that keeping some of the old ways was a sign that you honored your forebears. New century or not, country people still nailed horseshoes above the doorways of the house and barn, a hunk of cold iron to keep out the fairy folk and the restless spirits. The unsinkable Titanic went down in 1912.